Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. A child is hospitalized after being buried by snow sliding off a roof in North Pole. Alaska State Troopers report that the 4-year-old girl's grandmother called troopers after 1 p.m. Saturday, saying the family was searching for the child after a large amount of snow broke free from a metal roof at their residence. Troopers say EMS and North Star Fire Department responded and recovered the child, who was found buried under 5 feet of snow. She was not breathing and did not have a pulse, and after being stabilized in the emergency room at Fairbanks Memorial Hospital, transported to Anchorage for additional treatment. Cook Inlet oil and gas producer Hilcorp has shut down production at two of its platforms after discovering an oil spill. The Alaska Energy Desk reports that the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation says Hilcorp Alaska reported the spill at noon Saturday after employees on the company's Anna platform felt an impact and observed bubbles near one of the platform's legs and an oil sheen on the water. According to a DEC report, the company flew over the area and saw six more sheens, including one that was more than 3.5 miles south of the platform. The spill is coming from an underwater pipeline that's about 75 feet below the surface of Cook Inlet. The 8-inch line was at full capacity at the time of the leak, carrying more than 19,000 gallons of crude. The spill is on the west side of Cook Inlet, just south of the native village of Tyonek near Granite Point. The company lowered the pressure in the line and shut down production at its Anna and Bruce platforms. The two are connected by the pipeline. It also called for help, and the oil spill response vessel Perseverance arrived at the platform before 1 p.m. Saturday. It's another blow for the company that just last week agreed to shut down oil production on two other platforms in Cook Inlet to slow a leak from an underwater natural gas line. The company has delayed repairing that line, saying the sea ice is too thick to safely send divers down to fix it. The two spills are unrelated. Hilcorp is Cook Inlet's largest oil and gas producer. Preparation for wildfire season is underway. Alaska Fire Service spokeswoman Beth Ipson says smoke jumpers have been training and will commence practice jumps this week in the Fairbanks North Pole area, something she says will go on despite this year's hefty snowpack.
They just land in the snow, and while it may be cold, it also offers maybe a little extra cushion.
Ipson says the group of AFS smoke jumpers includes seasoned veterans as well as some newbies.
Have anywhere from 5 to 10 rookies every year, and they'll go through more intense training before they actually go and do the jumps.
Ipson says the goal is to have jumpers ready to go mid-month, noting that they were deployed on their first wildfire of the season last year on April 19th, just a couple of days after completing training. A week of Super Tour Spring Series National Championship races wrapped up in Fairbanks yesterday with women's and men's marathons. U.S. Ski Team star Jesse Diggins of Minnesota completed a clean sweep of the individual races at the Birchill Recreation Area yesterday by winning the women's 30-kilometer skate race.
Won the sprint race on Wednesday, and here she is, coming to win again for the number one Stratton Mountain Skier, Jessica Diggins, the 30-kilometer Goyon Utilities champion, Jessica Diggins.
It's the end of a very long season for Diggins, who ranked 6th overall on the World Cup this year. Diggins says being back in the United States and racing among friends enabled her to muster some extra energy.
And just focus on having fun instead of putting pressure on myself, and then it was easier to go fast again, I think.
As she did throughout the races in Fairbanks, Diggins bested U.S. ski teammate Keegan Randall of Anchorage in Sunday's 30K. Randall is a former World Cup champion who is coming back strong after having a baby.
I didn't really have expectations, and overall I think it went really well, but it's amazing. I could feel almost every couple of weeks my body changing and getting slowly back to normal. So, I'm really excited to feel back to 100% for this season.
Randall's Alaska Pacific University program teammates Chelsea Holmes, who finished third, and Rosie Frankowski, who came in fifth, are among several Alaska-based skiers anticipating the 2018 Olympics. APU's Becca Rorabaugh of Fairbanks placed 12th Sunday, saying it was great to finish the season in her hometown, describing her pre-Olympic year as solid.
I'm hoping to get more peaks out of my next season. I think this was maybe one of the more consistent seasons I've had, but very few spectacular performances. So hoping to kind of get that high end going next year.
APU skiers also crowded the top in the men's 50-kilometer race. Scott Patterson of Anchorage broke away early to take the top spot, just like he did in last week's opening day skiathlon. Patterson says he's feeling good about making the 2018 Olympic team.
I got quite a few World Cup points over the season and then finish off real strong here. So, I mean, I think I'm putting myself definitely as one of the big names up there for next year and make it happen next year.
Minnesota's Brian Gregg was second in Sunday's 50K. With the race season complete, Gregg says he's ready for a break and is leading a group of athletes to the North Slope village of Point Hope this week to teach skiing.
Work with the entire school and the entire community to come and ski. And yeah, it's a big party. We're basically skiing from 8 in the morning to 8 or 9 at night, and I love it.
Gregg was followed in yesterday's race by APU's Eric Packer of Anchorage, whose podium finish capped his return to racing after suffering a concussion in a January car accident.
Now that I'm finally allowed to race and come back here, I just really wanted to make it count. And yeah, it was a blast.
Another APU skier, Tyler Cornfield of Anchorage, was fourth in the men's 50K. Alaska will again be the venue for major ski races next year, with Anchorage scheduled to host pre-Olympic national championships in January. I'm Dan Bross.